Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than one night.
People stop me on the street all the time. They say, Steve, and I say, what?
Because that's your name.
I say, I love that moron entertainment. Yesterday, someone I hadn't met who was at the golf course I was at said, you're Steve Cochran, right? I said, yeah. I said, I don't hear a lot of the show, but I sure hear you morons. I took that as the great testament of love that it was, Dean.
I'm looking forward to the Pride Parade on Sunday because It's always fun. And both WGN Radio and WGN TV both have floats. Bozo the Clown will be on our float. Tom Skilling, lots of your friends from WGN. But I'm looking forward to people holding up signs at the Pride Parade that say, we're here, we're morons, get used to it.
And haven't we reached a point in our evolution as a society, and certainly here in America, to accept us as morons? Please, yeah. Come on.
Well, you know what? We were born this way as morons.
Right. It's not like we made a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Such
you
an old school
stop
attitude.
Stop being a moron if you tried.
Yeah. No. It's who I am.
It's nature, not nurture.
And shouldn't you save that for the moron pride parade?
Yeah, we tried that once, and it was down a dead-end block. We kept running into a wall.
That's just like Wrigleyville every Saturday night. How about
well, there is that.
That is true.
Postgame. Bridget, you're going to be at the pride parade, right?
Absolutely.
When do you guys walk? Middle of the parade, end of the parade?
You know, we're kind of in the middle. They have everybody who's the elected official together, like in a corral.
It's the only parade where Bozo looks like someone who didn't try that hard to get dressed up.
He's being subtle.
He fits right in. Yeah.
Yeah, he just phoned it in.
He's actually a little on the conservative side compared to a lot of the people.
Dean, one of the biggest smiles I ever saw on Dean's face was, because he knows I'm not as big into the clowns as he is. Dean's got a clown thing.
Yet.
Yeah. And I was kind of standing on a float above him. Dean comes over. He's got this big goofy smile on his face. And it's just crazy hot like it's going to be this weekend. Mm-hmm. So everybody's sweating. And he goes, guess who's here? And he steps like an inch and a half to the side, and I see Bozo. Bozo comes out to the side. Then I feel like I apologize to Bozo. I'm talking to Bozo, and I'm just going, hey, I'm sorry. I really do like you guys. Like, he's the leader of the clowns, which he clearly is, but it's not like they're having meetings.
Yep.
I'm so sorry. I haven't
clown
been more.
Union?
He's
the business agent for the clown union, and he's got an issue with you.
It is so much fun to be around Bozo, number one, because people become 8 years old when they're around Bozo. They go wild and they want to take pictures with him.
Right.
There have been times when we've been in and name the parade where people are chanting. It's like a rock star is going down the street. Like Paul McCartney is on the street.
Well, yeah, what do you do about that? What do you do about the ones that are clowns phobic? Wasn't Bob Collins clown phobic?
I'm not sure, but I don't think so, because Bozo was on with Bob several
I thought
times,
Bob Collins had a clown thing. Maybe.
But Bozo is very good about not pushing himself on people who are scared. And I've seen people who are trembling, terrified at the sight of a clown, and Bozo does not push himself.
But meaning to take this up with you, so that day, after I apologized, Bozo wanted a hug. So I got off the float, I gave him a hug, and he lifted my wallet.
Yeah, well, there's that.
What are you going to do?
There is.
Should you not have been slightly concerned when a grown man says, like, hey, we just met. We had a little bit of a not really anything, but now I'd like to hug you.
Well, it was the Pride Parade. Come on. Let's all get on the same page.
Everybody loves Bozo.
A lot of concerts this weekend?
There is tons of stuff going on this weekend. Shawn Mendes is in town tonight. He's at the United Center, I want to say.
Is that near the United Center?
Well, it's wherever I want it to be until my until my computer opens up my notes on this. That's where I'm thinking that he might be.
He's at the Allstate Arena.
He is at the Allstate Arena. Willie Nelson and Outlaw Music Festival is also not at the United Center. They're at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park tonight. At Ravinia tonight, Little Big Town, the country stars are performing there.
Good show.
The National will be at Northerly Island. And then tomorrow night at Ravinia.
What is the National?
The National is a group, and they sing songs about
nations,
national stuff.
Like all their songs, all their songs have to have the word "national" in it. Is that the theme? Or they sing about the baseball team?
The Washington Nationals.
There's a lot of songs about that. You know, there's like all those breakup songs with Bryce Harper, and then you know,
it's just weird that they could tour that act. Seems like it'd be rather local.
Oh, national, oh, national. God send.
Kind of makes it one of those things that makes me long for BTK. Huh? See what I did there?
BTS.
Right? Okay. So lots of stuff going on this weekend.
Ooh, car rental. National car rental.
You know, maybe there's enough
for a
concert.
There's a lot you can do with this.
Maybe there is.
Yeah.
By the way, our friend Bridget Gaynor here, who's the busiest woman I've ever met in my life. I literally, Dean, I asked her off the air. I go, what are you guys doing this weekend? She goes, nothing. I mean, I got a wedding going to. I got the Pride Parade.
Not this weekend.
Mary's in a play.
Kids are doing a play. She named like 47 things she's doing in two days, and that's a laid-back weekend.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff going on. Tomorrow at Ravinia, Counting Crows. Sunday,
really?
Sugarland is going to be at Ravinia.
Wow, I love Sugarland.
I love them.
Yeah, they're great.
Saturday in Grant Park, they're having something called Pride in the Park with Iggy Azalea and Taylor Dane and lots of 80s and 90s stars performing. Snoop Dogg, Steve, aren't you opening for Snoop Dogg tomorrow?
Snoop's opening for me.
In Grant Park, this is?
Concord. Well, Snoop is at Concord Music Hall.
We are at Concord Music Hall.
But Iggy
the
Azalea.
The D-O-double-G.
Iggy Azalea is at Pride in the Park. Brandi Carlile is at Northern Rhode Island.
Well, a lot going on.
And Jennifer Lopez. If you're really hip, you say J-Lo, because you're probably too busy to say the actual
all that time.
Name. United Center tomorrow and Sunday.
One correction on that. It's her booty that's playing Sunday. It's not her. She's leaving town Saturday night. Her booty doesn't leave until
it's an
Sunday.
Avatar.
Left cheek tomorrow, right cheek Sunday.
So the United Center. Well, she's selling tickets too, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Two nights.
All right, we come back. I want to talk about some movies that are out this weekend and then more with my fellow moron. This is Moron Entertainment. And it is sponsored, as always, by our friends at Ravinia. Dean, when are you at Ravinia?
I will be there for two nights in July. Left cheek on one night, right cheek on the other.
Of course.
But July the 12th, I'll be hosting the movie West Side Story on the big screen throughout the park. And then the Chicago Symphony Orchestra will play the score live. And then on the 21st, I'll be hosting Ghostbusters. Same thing. Movie on the big screen. CSO playing the score. And for both nights, I do a pre-movie chat with the audience. And we always have a lot of fun.
It's funny because I pitch Ravinia doing the same thing with the music of Dude, Where's My Car? And then I do a Q&A.
Yeah.
I haven't heard back from those guys.
They're very busy this time of year. I'm sure they'll get back to you soon.
A pair of lawn tickets to Ravinia on July 12th. See the Oscar-winning film West Side Story. The score performed live by the CSO, as Dean just told you. And his pre-concert interpretive dance. Get your tickets at Ravinia.org or win them now. What caller would you like to take on this team?
I love caller 12.
Caller 12. Caller 12.
Everybody a chance to get through.
312-981-7200.
You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor. Channel 972-0.
826, coming up after 9, Dave Ennett's presentation of the presents. This is souvenirs you brought us from Italy.
They are. Hopefully they're acceptable and something.
Well, who turns down a souvenir?
Well,
nobody.
Hope nobody. But these are not necessarily indisposable souvenirs.
Well,
it might be something you use.
I do think the chicken fettuccine you got Dean because he's the food critic was very nice. I don't know how you get it to him.
It was delicious.
Oh, we already sent it.
Yes.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Glad you enjoyed it.
I warmed it up. It was just like brand new.
I know Lou Malnati's does that thing where they flash free stuff. They send it all over the country.
Yeah.
And that seems like a good business.
You can flash freeze White Castle.
You can?
Yes. And people, there's like crates that you can get. Home Run Inn does it, and Malnati's, and yeah.
There ought to be a way, though. There ought to be an app for this where I could order Italian food from Italy, and I could just find, you know, click it on my app, and it shows up at my house the next day, like Amazon.
Like Uber.
And it's edible.
Italy. Yeah. Uber Eats, Italian style.
Uberly.
You know, we do have some very fine Italian restaurants here.
I mean, Italians just like being
in Italy.
Italians have moved here.
What?
Then they make food.
How am I not told these things?
But you know, it's kind of like, have you ever had a bagel in New York City?
Uh-huh.
It's better.
It's better. It's
than
true.
Here. And even
there's
though,
no question.
It's true.
You know, even
same
though
with
you
a corned beef
some,
sandwich.
Right. Somebody who would like made bagels in New York, they move here. It's not the same. People say it's the water, but I don't know.
I worked in New York for a bit. And they change the hot dog water on the carts and the bagel water once a year. And it's very ceremonial.
Whether they need to or not.
Yeah.
Okay, you know the hot dog place that used to be on North? And it was Fullerton, Damon, and Elston, that corner. What's the Vienna Beef.
Okay.
Still there.
So they had this factory that had been there for a really long time. They rebuilt the all brand new factory. They run the hot dogs through the factory. And they're not pink as pink before. And they don't have the same kind of flavor and smell. So they're like, what's going on? They reverse engineer the whole thing. Well, what they realize is they used to be transported through different rooms of the old assembly plant. Picking up the various smells and sounds and whatever. And so they kind of had to replicate that in the new hot dogs.
I can't think of anything I want to know less about than how a hot dog's made.
That's true. And I think, isn't July like National Hot Dog Month?
Is it?
So I was just last night at my... So my daughter Mary was in a play at Mother Macaulay, Frozen Junior, for those of you who don't have any plans tonight.
Mm-hmm. Then Let's sell it out. Let's get everybody there.
Then we went to Janssen's, which is on 99th and Western, and literally my three favorite foods from a fast food standpoint, Janssen's cheese dog with everything, no mustard, no peppers, a double cheeseburger from White Castle, and then I'm allowing space for the third because it switches out from time to time.
Sure, that's the rotator.
How I'm feeling. But those two... A number one. So we were getting ready for Hot Dog Month.
Janssen's is a legendary place.
Oh,
when
God,
I,
so
I, know, I gotta get
when
you
I lived there, that was a legendary place. You go for the double cheeseburgers and chocolate shake, but mostly it was just to stand outside and smoke cigarettes so you look cool.
I spent lots of time in that parking lot as a young person.
I have to get you and Dean together. You are all, literally the only two people I know that know everybody. Everybody. There's nowhere in town. Honestly, we could do this as a video. There's nowhere in town I could drop you or drop Dean where within 10 seconds somebody didn't come up and go, Bridget, Dean, how are you?
Not Bozo the Clown? Because I don't want that.
No.
Janssen's is legendary, though. If you're from the
don't
south
soft
side,
sell yourself.
It's like Rainbow Ice. How about a Rainbow Ice Cream? If you lived on the south side, you lived at Rainbow Ice Cream in the summertime.
Yeah, and I had not had it until it was brought into the show. I get it.
It's very good.
Yeah.
It's not as good as the cheese dog, but, I mean, it's up there.
The movies. What is Annabelle Comes Home?
Annabelle is the third in the Conjuring franchise
really?
Of this scary doll.
We don't need this.
Annabelle, who is a portal for evil.
Can we just say that if you in your life have a doll that looks at you the wrong way, it's probably going to kill you in your sleep.
Yeah, well...
Worse than a clown.
This
right?
doll is... Here's the real lesson in here. This doll, because it's so evil, is kept in a sanctified glass case. As long as it's in the case, it can't do anything. But the babysitter's Snoopy friend goes around the house one night, opens the glass, and releases Annabelle, and, well,
all hell breaks
all
loose. Let me ask
hell
you, is it the same babysitter that goes with her friends, their college age, and they go out to a cabin in the woods that's completely abandoned, and then at night they're just in a t-shirt and panties, and then they go to a closet, and they look in the closet. Is that the same group?
It's pretty much, yeah.
And it's the same girl that, like, when they're in a creepy house, she goes to the basement because she hears a noise.
Yes.
And she has to really get
and she
to
goes
the bottom
alone
of,
with the lights off.
Well, she needs to figure out what's going on, because, you know, when I hear a strange noise in a strange house, what
you
I want
to
say is,
it.
Let me get to the bottom of this
no question.
By myself.
No question.
And when I do that, even if I'm fully clothed, I take most of my clothes off and go in the basement. Because that's the way you're supposed to do it. This movie is it's so formula that way, but there are a couple of good scares. It's not overly gory. It's harmless fun. I gave it a C+. The movie that you want to see this weekend, though, is Yesterday.
This is the Beatles movie.
It's this Beatles movie that there something happens to this struggling musician that enables him to be the only person in the world who seems to remember the Beatles, who they are, and their songs. They are completely erased. You go on the internet and you type in Beatles, and the bug comes up, the insect.
No reference to Paul, John, George, and Ringo.
None. You type in John, Paul, George, Ringo on the Google, and Pope John Paul comes up. There is no reference to the Beatles or their songs whatsoever. So he, the struggling musician, takes these songs as his own and claims them and becomes a worldwide phenomena. A mania over this guy begins to develop. So it's such a cute concept, and there's so many great Beatles songs that you're going to hear in this movie. But what I took out of this movie is this guy struggles with the moral question of
the weight of the lie.
Yeah,
the weight of the lie.
He's completely lying.
Do I continue to pretend these songs are mine? And also, you can't help but leaving. What if things in my life that I loved and mean so much to me never existed in the first place? How different would I be? How different a person would I be if I didn't have some of the things that made me who I am along the way?
You're talking about me now, right?
Like a Jansen's cheese dog?
Is that what you're talking about? Me, Bozo, what? And a Jansen's cheese dog.
If rainbow ice cream never existed, what yeah, kind of person right, would I be?
All right, so you recommend.
It's Dean's List B+. It's a very sweet movie. I liked it a lot.
All right, what are they doing with the Avengers?
They're bringing it back to big screens this weekend with additional footage, new footage that was not in the original 3-hour movie, because I'm all for you take a long movie and make it even longer. That's what the directors, Joe and Anthony Russo, have done. Yesterday, I talked with them, and they told us exactly what they did.
A scene involving the Hulk that was deleted from the film, sort of a very rough scene, so people can get a peek behind the curtain of how we make these movies. And I think what's most important and super exciting is you're going to get to see the first 2 minutes of Spider-Man Far From Home at the end of this film, and the end of Endgame leads directly into Spider-Man Far From Home. So if you're disappointed that we didn't have a tag included on the movie when it came out a few months back, now you get your tag.
Yeah, so when I tell you about Spider-Man Far From Home, which opens next Tuesday, I'll tell you how these two movies go together kind of seamlessly.
And an extra $15 per person for the people that made the movie.
It does not hurt that you're a Marvel fan, you get this extra content. Two, Disney makes more money, and as I pointed out before, why not make a long movie even longer?
Yeah, and mouse ain't free. That's the old Disney slogan, mouse ain't free.
Yeah, exactly right.
Dean, on the radio Sunday?
On the radio, half of a show, because I have to leave early to go be in the Pride Parade.
Sure.
So I'll be there until 11 o'clock. We'll have the full interview that I did with Joe and Anthony Russo, the directors of Avengers Endgame, and lots of grilling for the 4th of July tips. I'm going to be grilling on TV on Monday. People always ask me about that.
Sure.
So we're going to have a lot of tips and some special things. And then we'll be out there with the clown and Tom Skilling and the whole gang on WGN Radio and TV Floats in the Pride Parade that steps off at noon from Montrose and Broadway.
Happy Pride weekend. Thanks, man.
Thank you. You too.
See you.